Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, perhaps Klal Nun Tes, and we're starting Simen Yud. So the Chayodim raises the question, which is nowadays it's a fairly common question. A person puts something in their mouth, and they get up and they walk from room to room, or they step outside with the food in their mouth. So this is not a case of a holich derech, a person who's traveling and eating while he's traveling. The Chayodim will talk about that in the next Simen, in Simen Yud Aleph. And there's some leniencies which come with that. But he's talking about a case where a person's at home, a person's in his place, but at the same time, he happens to move around while he's eating. So this is different than the case which we had before, where he moved around in between the bracha and the eating. Here, he made the bracha and he ate. And as he's eating, he gets up and he's moved from room to room while he's continuing to eat. Leaving aside whether that's an appropriate thing to do, it's how the Derech Eretz Shabbat, the person should be seated when they're eating, etc. The Chayyim grapples with the question of bracha. Could there be a shini makom involved, or do we argue that since he was eating the whole time, you cannot consider the shini makom as an interruption of his achila, because he was mamash eating the whole time. So what, or is shini makom a definitive act of separation of achilas, that, and therefore, even though he's eating the whole time, the bracha will be lost. Manierly, so he says, the person who's eating held the item in his hands. And he made a bracha over here. And he is eating, walking and eating into another room. So we said before that das works from room to room. But he didn't have das for that. Now the Mishabur comes out that Bidi Yevin from room to room does not need a bracha even without das. But the Mishabur points out that this halacha, he does quote this halacha, but he says it would be relevant l'shita so, mi bias la bias. So, mi'cheder l'cheder, you do not need das, and there's no need for a new bracha in that situation. The mebayis, the bayis, there is a problem unless a person would have das. And he had no das over here. So in that situation, of the chayadim's case of mecheder lecheder, or the mishabur's case of mebayis, the bayis, sarach lachzor levarich, so the person needs to make a new bracha. Chopsisa, psisa, hudavar acher, v'harishana, kvar nechala. So each bites, each crumb, each piece of the food is a new item, and that which you have made the bracha on and you ate in the room number one, you already swallowed. So we're not talking about that, we're talking about the thing you want to swallow now. Well, this is a new item, it's not the same as it was before. So each psisa is a davar acher, and therefore it's going to need a new bracha. So that's the chayyim pasuk. The Mishabur quotes this as well. So there's some difficulty understanding this halacha. Let's just clarify one thing. Rav Shlomo Zalman points out that a person is, let's say, has a candy in his mouth and he's sucking on it, a sucking candy, a hard candy, and he's sucking on it. So that's not a new psisa. That's the same piece the whole time. So that he made a bracha on already, and therefore the bracha that he made on that candy, he will not be mechuyev to take the candy out of his mouth and make a new bracha. What the Chayyim is talking about is taking a new bite or taking a new piece. See, the new piece is, it was not, he did not start eating the new piece in the previous room. So that new piece requires a bracha, but the piece which is in your mouth, the Shlomo Zalman points out, the Chayyim would agree to that does not need a new bracha. They quote the name of the Chazanish, not like that. The Chazanish, Chaim Kanievsky says when he was a young boy that he was sucking a candy and he stepped outside. The Chazanish told him he has to take the candy out and make a new bracha. And when he goes back inside, he has to make another bracha as well. So there was, the Chazanish understands that the fat that's in your mouth doesn't constitute that the bracha has been taken effect on it, like we spoke about before, that the bracha only fully takes effect when you swallow it. He hasn't swallowed it yet, or swallowed the liquid from that liquid he has not swallowed yet. The Mishabura before brings a machlokes about that, and we said that the person should avoid speaking before he swallows. So that's one application of this concept. So here's another application. What's interesting is that the Chazon Ish himself was asked in a situation where a person benches or says a bracha achrona, then he realizes that he has some food left in his mouth in between his teeth. Is he allowed to swallow that food? He said a bracha achrona. Now, according to Magen Avraham, that a bracha achrona is not intrinsically a siluk from the end of the meal. We spoke about this as well. The bracha achrona is not automatically considered the interruption of the meal. It's only because he believed that it was ending. Over here, the food which is in his mouth, he never intended not to eat. So he did not mean the bracha achrona should exclude that. So then, of course, he does not need a new bracha. However, according to those who disagree with the Magen Avraham, and they say that bracha achrona is by definition considered a siluk from the meal, so the bracha on these items has ended. So if you say the bracha, once it takes effect, as soon as it goes into your mouth, so he already made a bracha on these things, so the bracha achrona can't take that away. Bracha achrona takes away food which you haven't put in your mouth yet. But if you say the bracha doesn't really take effect until you swallow it, so you never really made a bracha on these things in the full sense, so the bracha achrona should be misalik. The Chazon Ish, who says over here that we don't look at it, it's considered that really that the bracha took effect till you swallow it, over there says it's okay. So that's a question which I have on the Chazon Ish, understanding his position. In the Sefer Hilchos Yom BeYom from Reb Karp, he says that it's hard to make a psak based on a story because we don't know all the details exactly of the story. So if he discounts that story of the Chazon Ish, he assumes that the bracha will be effective on the Sukkariya, and there's no need to make a new bracha in that situation. But the new food, a person would require a new bite, a person would require a bracha. But to clarify one or two more points about this, Bessah Hashem, in the next year, and then meanwhile, we'll have a good day.